This is Galesburg's Morning News on WGIL. Good morning. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us this morning. Might want to head to the Maple City this weekend. As you know, Monmouth, among other things, is known for being the birthplace of Wyatt Earp. And the Wyatt Earp birthplace in Monmouth is having a ribbon cutting on Friday and an open house on Saturday. They've been doing a lot of work out there, and we want to celebrate that and help them celebrate that, that is. Jason Robbins is president of the board that runs the Wyatt Earp birthplace in Monmouth. It's a not-for-profit organization, and he's on the line with us now. Jason, thanks so much for your time, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For those who don't know, talk a little bit about what's been going on. This has been what's leading up to this weekend has kind of been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. We've been working on this project for about a year and a half. My wife and I have been working together along with quite a few other team members and different companies in the community that we've hired out. We're excited for this weekend coming up, hoping that we'll have a good turnout and people would have interest in Wyatt Earp's birthplace and come check it out.
You haven't gotten on your wife's nerves during this time, have you?
Of course. That started even before the project.
Well, I understand
We've been working very well together.
That's good.
I really enjoyed this last year and a half working with her.
What have you been doing to the birthplace in this last year and a half?
So the first thing that we did to this property was put a new roof on it. So we did that a year and a half ago. And since then, we've stripped a lot of paint off of the exterior of the home. We've primed and painted it. The inside, we've refinished some oak hardwood floors. We have fixed some ceilings that had caved in from the roof that was leaking.
Oh, wow.
And really just going through and cleaning everything, you know, cleaning all of the doors and the baseboard and the casing around the doors and windows and painting those once they're prepped and ready. Right now, this week, we are basically staging the home. We're putting in beds and dressers, and we've got a cool refrigerator that was built to look like an ice box.
Oh, cool.
And, some real unique items.
Yeah, it sounds like that you've been that you had to do a lot of work to the home. It sounds like that maybe in previous years it wasn't in that good of a shape. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, that is true. I think with COVID that happened during that time frame.
Yeah.
The people that had previously poured in a lot of years and a lot of hard work over decades. One of them was in the nursing home. Over in Iowa, I believe, at the age of 94.
Wow.
And there just wasn't the people that had done so much over the years were not in the area anymore, and there really wasn't anything happening to the property when we started this.
So what made you want to kind of take over and start it? What made this kind of, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, maybe a passion project for you?
So my wife and I both were raised in Monmouth and have families. Both sides of our families live in Monmouth. So, you know, we love Monmouth. We would like to give back to Monmouth. When I drove by this property a few years ago, I realized it's in the condition that, you know, the city may put their eyes on it to tear it down.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens when the properties get into this condition. And so that was my concern. I thought, man, the historic value this brings, it's a treasure, and it's really not being utilized. And so that was my first thought. And I was thinking somebody really should do something with that. And then I realized, you know, that somebody could be us. We have bought and renovated close to 200 homes in the last 25 years.
Wow.
In Monmouth, in the Galesburg area. And You know, we've done a lot of that. So it wasn't a project I was looking for, but, you know, just happened to stumble across it and realized we really should do this. I believe it could be a huge asset to the city of Monmouth over the decades to come. And that's really my hope, is that we can bring in a lot of tourism. I'm shocked at how many people stop by there each week from out of state. And right now we've put very little into marketing. And so that's just people researching and seeing that, hey, this is White Earth's birthplace. Let's go check it out.
So it really kind of deserves sort of the attention that you gave it. And it sounds to me, though, too, like maybe you've gotten on your wife's nerves in the past buying and rehabbing homes.
Yeah, I tend to overcommit.
I understand.
I like to try to do, well, to give you an example, we bought a house in Galesburg 5 weeks ago and decided to pour a bunch of time into that and in the middle of everything else we're juggling. So, it's a labor of love, but, we're looking forward to finishing this up this week. And
great.
I believe we're going to be taking off for Colorado shortly after for a vacation.
Can't say that I blame you there. And in terms of buying a house here now, A, congratulations, but B, as I jokingly sometimes say, anything worth doing is worth overdoing. So, you know, I can kind of understand where you're coming from there. How often did you see, did you have people maybe come by the birthplace as you were looking, as you were doing work to it and kind of assessing what needed to be done and that sort of thing? You must have had a decent-sized number of visitors then.
Yes, we've had anywhere from 3 to 5 visitors per week as we've been renovating this. Some of them from southern Illinois, some of them from states as far away as Washington. Others, you know, the more recent was four bikers that drove 4 hours just to come and check it out.
Oh wow!
And that's not with having, you know, open hours or anything that they really could come and view. They were just walking around the outside, and they said, "We're going to be back."
Did any of them offer like donations or anything like that when they saw what you were trying to do?
No, no one has offered any donations, except there was a particular family that I reached out to. I knew that they had interest in Monmouth and in White Earp, and David Reed Clark and his wife, Bob Clark, they have bought one bronze, life-size bronze statue that will be placed on the square in Monmouth at 100 South Main.
That's awesome.
And that should be arriving within the next 3 weeks. And my wife and I bought a bronze statue that is a White Earp sitting on a bench, and that will be placed in front of the home, and they both should be arriving in about 3 weeks.
That's amazing. Good for you, and good for David Reed Clark and his family. That's fantastic. My head's kind of turning about maybe even some of the history we have here in Galesburg with, you know, Carl Sandburg and the Ferris wheel and things like that. And I think that maybe sometimes people, you know, like residents, might sort of take their local history for granted at times. Do you think that's the case in Monmouth with Wyatt Earp?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do. It's so easy to undervalue what's right in your backyard, and it definitely happens everywhere, including the White Earp birthplace in Monmouth.
In terms of, you said earlier that you were worried that the city might want to have it demolished if it got into any worse shape. Instead of that happening, though, it seems like the city has been pretty supportive of some of your efforts, has it not?
Yes, they are. You know, they are very encouraging, very supportive. I believe there'll be a lot of people out there for the ribbon cutting and the open house, and I know they're excited about this getting restored. So yeah, nothing negative at all. Just the fact that it was in the condition that a lot of people would walk away from it. It just needed that much work that at some point it scares people off.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it didn't scare you off, and I'm glad that it didn't, for sure. So let me have you talk about the future. What are you, what other things are, do you plan on doing, any more additions or remodeling or anything like that at the birthplace, or are you satisfied with what you've been able to do so far?
Well, we're satisfied, but we next year we will be adding a few bathrooms to an outhouse area. We will not attach it to the home.
Okay.
But we will have what will look like a small shed or a large outhouse, and there will be two separate bathrooms that are modern inside but look rustic and old from the outside.
Great.
And so we'll be adding that next year. And if the Airbnb goes well, we're setting this up for short-term rental to bring in revenue to then pour back into the property to keep it in good repair over the years to come. And if that goes well and there's enough interest over the next 3 years, our plan is to build an 1800s town across four empty lots.
Wow.
That we have bought three of them. The fourth one is owned by the school district, and here in you know, 2 to 3 years, we'll know if that's something that we want to pursue or not, based on the interest and the revenue that's coming in. If that happens, that town would then become the Airbnb.
Okay.
The jail, you could rent out the jail, you could rent out the saloon, you could rent out the church, and all of these different buildings would be set up with the idea of individually rented out, or somebody could rent the whole town and have a wedding. But the museum, the White Earp birthplace, would then be turned back into a museum and no longer used as an Airbnb.
Oh, wow.
So that's the long-term vision. There's a lot that has to happen for us to justify, putting in the money that it would take to build that town.
Right.
We want to know that there's paying interest.
Yeah, go big or go home, though, right?
Right.
There you go. Let's talk about, before I've taken way too long with you already, but let's talk about what's happening this weekend. You have a ribbon cutting on Friday and an open house on Saturday. Talk a bit about those.
Yeah, so the Chamber of Commerce will be coming out, and we'll have a ribbon cutting Friday at 1 p.m., and then Saturday, September 21st, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., we have an open house, and we're encouraging families to come out and check out the house. We'll have some different activities for children. I know we've got some wagon rides pulled by horses.
Wow.
And we've got a covered wagon there for some photos, and there's a few other activities that we've lined up for kids. We've also got Eddie B's pulled pork barbecue.
Ah, yes.
Some hot dogs over lunch. And, you know, this is just a time of celebration, and for the community to be able to, come and check out White Earp's birthplace.
Well, I hope it works out. It sounds like you have very awesome plans, and you've done a lot of great work already. So I hope it does work out for you, and I hope a lot of people show up this weekend. Jason Robbins, president of the board that runs the Wyatt Earp Birthplace in Monmouth, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations again, and best of luck moving forward. But most importantly, enjoy your time off in Colorado.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
We'll come back with more on Galesburg's Morning News for this Tuesday next on WGIL.